The Siyata Deshmaya, today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin Amabeis, going to Lamed Chesam and Aleph, going to Lamed Chesam Amabeis, the 100th daf in Shatz. We have five more words on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amabeis. We're continuing on with the halachos of Shehiyah and Hachzara. Through the Zoom, do you hear me okay? My Gemara is covering the mic. Okay, great. So we have. Now, the Gemara has a shayla in regards to an individual who violates the iser of putting a blech on one's oven. Bo minei Reb Chiya bar Abba. Shachach kedera al gabe kira. If you forgot the kedera al gabe kira ubishla b'shabbos. Now, in Maseches Chulin, we have many halachos, many different shitos, if a person did a malacha on Shabbos. That the Gemara is going to quote over here in very brief, three lines in. There are three different shitas amongst the Tanaim about what one is supposed to do if one cooked on Shabbos. That's not this shayla. This shayla is a different shayla. This shayla is talking about an individual who violated the halachos of Shehiyah or Achzara. What halacha did he violate? So here we have a difference of opinion between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi learns Shachach Kedera, Alibad Manda Asar. According to the Manda Amar who said that's Asar, in other words, not Chananya, the one who says that you're not allowed to leave the pot without Grufo Ketuma, that's the Gemara Shaila. Tosas, Lishitaso, doesn't want to learn this way. Tosas says, Afagav de Kaimlon ke Chananya, but we paskin like Chananya. So therefore, what would the Yisr be if we're talking about Shi'iyah? So it explains Tosis on the second line, Hacha boi b'delo bishul k'maychol ben rusai, demod be'chananya. No, we're talking about the case that we saw right in the beginning on Lamed Vav Amabez, Chananya was only Mekel if it was Maychol ben rusai. If it wasn't Maychol ben rusai, then he wasn't Mekel. Tosis gives another pshat, but we'll go with Tosis's first pshat. So, Shacha Kedera Gabe Kiro Bishol B'Shabbos Mahu. So this Shaila was asked Rav Chiya bar Abba. So everybody knows that there's three different shitas: Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, Sandler, and Chulin, and Daf Tes Vav. So that was a well-known discussion. But here, we're not talking about Mavasha, we're talking about Shehiyah. Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi. L'macha nafik, darish lehu. Sometimes the smartest thing for a Rav to do is to be silent. You don't have to answer the question right away. And so he prepared the sugya, and the next day he came in. And then he taught that sugya in Chulin Tezvav. Hamavashal b'shabes b'shagi yachel, b'mezid yachel, v'loishna. The halacha is that if you cook on Shabbos, so then if you did it b'shagi, you could eat it, and b'mezid, you can't eat it. So, again, that is a dispute, a major dispute. But we're going to focus on v'loishna. That Rabbah, when he taught this halacha, Reb Chiya, when he taught this halacha, he said there's no difference. So here there's a machlokis, in which way is it not a difference? Is it not a difference that it's like shogeg, and therefore you could eat the food if you did shehiyah b'iser? Or is it like mezid, that you can't eat the food if you did shehiyah b'iser? So here we have a machlokis, Rabbah Rav Yosef on the one hand, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rabbah Rav Yosef, dar mitavai lehetera, mivashal hu dekavid maisa, b'mezid lo yachal. Avahayd lo kavin maisa b'mezid nami yachal. Over here, by shehiyah, you didn't do maisa. Maybe the gzera that we said that you can't eat the food when you did the iser is when you do it b'maisa. But here, when you don't do the maisa, so then in such a case, it's not going, the halacha is, it's going to be different. Or, the dissenting view, Rav Nachman Yitzchak amar l'isura, mevashal hu. It's considered like mevashal. When it comes to a case where a person cannot make a trick, you can't fool somebody that you're doing it bishogeg if you're really doing it amazing when you're doing an action. The Rabbanim were afraid that if everybody could just simply say, well, I did a bishogeg. No one saw you at 2 o'clock. Or no one could read your mind at 2 o'clock when you put it down. When it comes to b'mezid, it's clear when the person did it b'mezid versus when the person did it b'shogeg. However, when it comes to a case of shihiyah, where you put it on the fire at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and Shabbos is at 5, no one's going to know whether you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid. How do you know whether someone's doing it b'shogeg or b'mezid? You have asra. When the person does the maisa, you do asra, but no one gives you asra on at 2 o'clock. Because people don't know. No one's walking around at 2 o'clock and saying to anybody, don't put your food on the fire. It might be over the Yisr. Most people put it at 2 o'clock and going to take it off. This guy is doing it at 2 o'clock and he knows that he's going to keep it on 5. So no one's going to know to give them hasra. So then in such a case, it'll be a lot easier to do harama. Good?
Why, according to Rav Yosef, is it not considered a maisa?
So the question about why it's not considered a maisa actually gets us into a very, very important lamdus in regards to how we look at the iser of shihiyah. Let me ask you the following question. The iser of shihiyah, could you be over the iser? Let me start this way. There are a few ways to address your question. Let me start this way. Is the iser of shihiyah a maisa iser that you've done on Shabbos? The answer is no. You did it on Erev Shabbos. So what's there in general? You gave a shir on that daf that when it comes to shvisas kalim, we paskin like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. So what iser is it if you're doing it on Erev Shabbos? The answer is that isurei Shabbos, if it's a malacha, then the iser is to do it particularly on Shabbos. But gezeros are going to be usher even on Erev Shabbos. So the answer is as follows: that in our sugya, what we're talking about is a gezera that you're not allowed to go into Shabbos with the pot sitting on the fire, not covered in its appropriate way. That's a gzeira. A gzeira is an iser matzav, mem tzadi vez, not only M-A-T-Z-A-V, but an iser, referring to a website, but it's an iser matzav, and in contrast to an iser maisa could only exist on Shabbos because we follow the opinion of Hillel. If you take a look in Rav Schechter's, just to finish off, if you take a look in Rav Schechter's Sefer in Eretz HaTzvi, one of the most important, I think one of Rav Schechter's most important pieces that he's ever written, and he's written a lot of important pieces, that's multiplied a lot in the last few weeks, but he's written many, many important pieces. I think that his best piece, I guess different people have their favorites, tell me they have their favorites, but I think his most important piece he's ever written is the difference between Malachos and Gzeros. So Rav Schechter will give nafkaminas, for example, that Amirul Anachri is going to be mutter in a case of a gzeira because there's a double gzeira, and we're not gozer a gzeira le gzeira. So Amirul Anachri is going to be mutter by hachzara is a machlokis achronim. If you look carefully in those achronim, that depends on what is the isra achzara. Is the isra achzara an isra matzav? So then in such a case, then it would be a gzeira le gzeira because Amirul Anachri is a gzeira le gzeira. And that would be mutter. Or do you say it's a malacha derabana? Now, Mira Nachri on a malacha derabana might still be aser as well. So you could look at achzara in two different ways. Shihiya, you can't look at two different ways. Shihiya, you could look at one way. We've done too much iun for dafyomi. But go ahead, Rav Aryeh. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll answer quickly, Bli Neder.
On Erev Shabbos, I put a pot on a fire. There's no iser of me putting that pot on fire unless I keep it there over Shabbos.
Exactly. The iser is the iser matzav. The iser for you is on Erev Shabbos to create the matzav on Shabbos itself. Okay. But you're not doing a maisa. The maisa, there's no maisa. A gzera, that's a difference. Rav Schechter points out that that's the difference between a gzera and other things. So, for example, when it comes, is there an iser to ride on an animal of Shabbos? There's no maisa iser of riding on an animal of Shabbos. You're not allowed to ride on an animal of Shabbos because you might come to cut. You're not allowed to put yourself in the matzah where you might come to cut off the thing. Here, it's even more blatant. Here, it's even more obvious. You don't do a maisa at all. The maisa was done Erev Shabbos, and you already taught us that there's no maisa iser something that's done in Erev Shabbos. So the answer is that it's the matzah that creates iser. Okay, beautiful. Let's continue the Gemara. Meisvei. So now the Gemara asks the following kasha. Shachach kedera agabi kiru bishul b'shabbos b'sho yochel meizid lo yochel. So the Tosef that we already learned was a machlokas between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. So if you forgot the kedera, So show yochel mezel yochel ba medvar mumur mechamish lohuchmu kol tzarko v'tavshul bishu kol tzarko al chamish lohuchmu kol tzarko v'tavshul bishu kol tzarko beim shog beim mezel yochel divrei Rabbi Meir. So the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that once it's mevushul kol tzarko, it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Imer chamish lohuchmu kol tzarko mutar mipneishem mitstamik viralo. He says that's only mutter if it's mitstamik viralo v'tavshul bishu kol tzarko asur. He disagrees with a mayor by Tavshul Bishukot Sarcha. It's also because of Mishnei Mitzdamik V'Yafalo. V'kol HaMitzdamik V'Yafalo Kegon Kruv U'Pulim U'Basar Tarif Aser. V'kol HaMitzdamik V'Ralo Mutter. Okay, so this is a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about Mitzdamik V'Yafalo. And the Gemara is going to analyze one particular part of it. Katani Miha Tavshil Shelo Bishukot Sarcha. It says that we're talking about Tavshil that is not been entirely cooked. Bishlam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so what's the kasha? So even before the Gemara does the Bishlema. So let's take a look at Rashi. Katani Mias Bishalo Bishul Kol Tzarko Diyesh Chiluk Ben Shogeg L'Meizah B'Masha. We see that you're mechalik between whether you're doing it B'Shogeg or B'Meizah. So kasha Bein L'Rabba V'Rav Yosef D'Sharu Meizah Bein L'Rav Nachman D'Aser Shogeg. The Braisa was mechalik between whether you did it B'Shogeg or B'Meizah. Rabba Rav Yosef are always mekel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is always machmir. So how could it be that either of them are going to be consistent if we're talking about a case of where he put it on B'Isser? Because we learned that the food is going to be Asser. We have not yet given the opinion of the Tanoim whether the food is going to be Asser or not. And now we had a Machlokes HaMaraim, and now we bring in Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, who talk about whether the food is Asser. So now the Gemara says, but Bishlem the Reb Nachman Yitzchak lo kasha. When it comes to Reb Nachman Yitzchak, it's not difficult. Kan kodem l'gzera, kan la'achar gzera. It could very well be that what we're talking about when we're being matir according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we're talking about a case of kodem l'gzera. However, el rabba Rav Yosef tarmi tarvay l'hetera, I kodem gzera kasha mezid, ilachar gzera kasha nami shogeg. You're going to be stuck in one way or the other. So Gemara says, kasha enoch nami, you're stuck. The Gemara says, it's too strong of a kasha. My gzerta. So it sounds like we're going to pass like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and that's how, if you take a look at the Ein Mishpat, that's what we have. My gzerta. What exactly was the gzerta to say that the food is aser? Damar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav, B'tchilo Ayo Oimrim, HaMevashel B'Shabbos, B'Shoyi Yochel, Mezid Lo Yochel. Originally, it said someone who cooks on Shabbos, B'Shogeg. So then, you're allowed to eat mezid, you can't eat. V'hu adin l'shocheach. And the same applies to shocheach. That's shihia. Mishirabu, mashim emezid, v'am shchoichim anu, chaz v'kanto al shocheach. Really, there's more room to be machmir on mevashel b'shabbos because you're doing a maisa. However, because, as we saw, the Gemara had said earlier, rumei kam ma'arim, people tried to get out of putting down a blech, so then they made a knas. So the Gemara says, Kasha Adramer Adramer, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda Adrabbi Yehuda. Here we have also a difficulty between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Adrabbi Yehuda. What's the Kasha? So the Gemara is now going back to our Rabbi Meir and our Rabbi Yehuda of this Brisa, to what we had learned yesterday on Laman Zayin Amin Aleph from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda over there. Rashi explains, let's take a look at Rashi. Kasha de Ramer and de Ramer, Desanya Ilberesh Pirkin, the Ramer Liba de Basil Cham and Avalo Tavshil. That we learned that according to Ramer, you have to be Machmir with Tavshil, Vachi Shari Chamin, Vitavshil, Shibisha Kotzarko. So now we're going back to the halachas of what's Mutter and what's Aser with Shehia. And here, Rebbe Meir is more Machmir than he was earlier. Because earlier, he said, earlier he was more machmir, and here he's more mekel. Here he said that when it comes to chan v'tavshul bishul kol tzarko, everything is mutter. So kasha d'ramer ad'ramer. Kasha d'Rabbi Yehuda ad'Rabbi Yehuda. How do you have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda ad'Rabbi Yehuda? That we learned on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Rashi explains, d'hasama Rabbi Yehuda chan v'tavshul, v'hacha osar tavshul shul bishul kol tzarko. There he was matir when it came to chamin and tavshul. So says the Gemara, d'ramer ad'ramer lo kasha halachatchil ha'diyevet. When it comes to Rabbi Meir, there's no steer. We could say that the Mishnah Kamaisa was talking about Lishos Lechatchila. So there we're more Machmir. But if it's Hishikvar, so then we're going to say that it's going to be Mutter Lo Ochla. This is a very simple teretz to say that our case was talking about where it's ain grufa k'tuma. This that we were makel earlier in more cases according to Rabbi Yehuda was a case of where it wasn't grufa uktuma. So when was Rabbi Yehuda going to be makel? That's going to be the case of where it's not garfa k'tum. That's the case by Chamin v'tavshel that he's makel. But otherwise he's going to be machmir. Period. So we used Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda for a discussion in regards to Avar v'Shoha, and then we went back and asked the Stira in terms of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and we said either we'll differentiate between whether it's Avar versus Lechatchila, or we'll differentiate between its Garuf and Katam or not. We begin a new Gemara, Iboilhu, Avar v'Shoha Mai, Mi Kansu Rabbanan Olo, Lamaisa. If you were over v'shah, did the Rabbanan create a knas? Tashma, says the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. Da'amar b'shmol bar-nas and amar b'chanina. Kishalach Rabbi Yossi litzipuri. It's well known that Rabbi Yossi was one of the great Tanoim that in the Golios went to Tzipuri. Matzah chamin shenishtohu al-gabi kira. He found that they were heating up hot water. V'lo aser lehen. And he didn't say that it was aser. Beitzim mitzumakos shenishtohu al-gabi kira v'aser lehen. He differentiated between beitzim and hot water. My love, lo osa Shabbos. Doesn't it sound like that he was saying that it would be otzer for that Shabbos? What does that mean? Rashi explains that that means that he was saying that there was an Isra Achil on the Beitzim. So we see that he made a knas on the Beitzim. The Beitzim are still on some level getting better, so then he felt the need of the knas. The water is just boiling out. He didn't feel the need to make the knas. Says the Gemara, loy, l'Shabbos haba. That was talking about the next Shabbos. The next Shabbos, he told them that it's aser, but that means lechatchila you need to do it, but they didn't make a knas. Michlal. So now the Gemara makes another point in regards to mitzdamik v'yafalo. Michlal, why would he aser? The beitzah mitzuk makos mitzdamik v'yafalo nenu. That you assume that the beitzah, even if it begins to shrivel, it still gets better. In the Amr of Chama Bar Chanina, Pamachas Nesarachti Ani v'Reb L'mokom Ha'echad, v'Evilu Fanam Beitzah Mitzumakos Ka'ozbrin v'Ochalnu Men Harbe. We enjoyed it very much. Okay, so this is the Gemara Shaila about how we paskin Avar v'Shoha, and the Gemara refutes the attempted Raya that sound like that Rabbi Yossi Aser, that maybe Avar v'Shoha is going to be mutter. Okay. Taisis, yes?
The knas, the potential knas that we're talking about here is what Rebbe mentioned at the beginning of the year from the Gemara Nechulin, that if somebody would actually do a real Masa Bishal on Shabbos, it would be usher.
So what we point... Do we point it out is that there are two levels. There's the Gemara Nechulin where we have three Shitas Tanoim, and now we have a Shaila. Do we extend that Machlokas Tanoim also to if someone violates Shihiyah?
Meaning that discussion is only by Nisar D'Oraisa.
Correct.
You don't want to see the extent of the Gzera.
Right. That's, or to rephrase it, it's actually there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether it applies to the Rabbanans. You're right that we follow, actually even Halach L'maisa, the Gra writes this in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, that we could be makel by Melachos D'Rabbanan. But even if you held that you would be machmir in certain instances of Melachos D'Rabbanan, that would only be in regards to a Maisa. This is even less, because as the Gemara said earlier, you didn't even have a Maisa. Now, Tesis and Dibar Maskel Avar V'Shoha Mai tries to clarify exactly what is the case of Avar V'Shoha. So Tesis says, B'delo Bashul K'maychum Endursai, So Taisus is bothered by the following kasha. Taisus is bothered, if you notice when I was saying it, I stopped for a moment. And the reason I stopped is because at first glance, the Gemara is just repeating itself. We had a machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yosef already above. And the Gemara seemed to have proved the shita of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So why is the Gemara repeating itself of Rav Shah? That's what Taisus is bothered by. That the Gemara seemed to have liked Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak already earlier to be Machmir. So why am I repeating the Shaila? That's what Taisus says. The Karfar Pasha Le'ili Surik Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Taisus answers, V'nira L'ri D'miboyle B'bashul B'shogeg V'aliba D'Rav Yehuda Afagav D'Ein Halach K'Rav Yehuda I'asar Mitztamik V'yafalo D'Ach Meise Odilma Afilu b'shogeg, u'maisi rai, maisi Rabbi Yossi. So Tosis tries to say, maybe we're talking about not a case of Avar v'Shoha, but we're asking according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosis really gets stuck in knots over here. Tosis gets stuck in knots. M'manavshach. If we're talking about Avar V'shah, we already learned upstairs that the halacha is that Avar V'shah, we're going to be machmir. And if we're going to say that's a malacha, Tosis concludes that at the end of the day, Lashon Avar V'shah is mashma that we're talking about a case of he was over intentionally to do shehiyah. So the Rashba, Tosfos then quotes a Rashba that maybe it's talking about kodem l'gzeira, but this is a tricky point in the Rishonim. I didn't see anybody that gives a really, really glatt pshat. The way we read the Gemara is the Gemara is almost being repetitious. So Tosfos is bothered that the Gemara shouldn't be repetitious, and Tosfos' answer becomes very, very complicated. So I guess we would have to leave for Iyun to come out with a good pshat. If anybody found a good pshat, let me know. Okay, the Gemara continues. Beisil Amrim Af Machzirin. That we learned in our Mishnah that Beisil says you could do Hachzara. Amr of Sheshus, Ledivre Amr Machzirin, Afilu B'Shabbos. The man the Amr who says Machzirin holds even on Shabbos. That Hachzara is going to be Mutter even on Shabbos. Now this Lashon, Afilu B'Shabbos, is a very, very strange Lashon. Because what does it mean, Hachzara even on Shabbos? When else? We're talking about Shabbos. That's the name of our tractate. What are we talking about? Machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. What exactly is machzirin afilu b'Shabbos? So keep that question in mind. We're going to see the different Rishonim as far as that's concerned. Okay. Says the Gemara machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. V'af Raboshi yasavar af machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. You could do hachzara even on Shabbos. D'am Raboshia pamachas hayinu omdim li'ila mirabchia rabba. Ve'elanu lo kumkum shelchamin midyuta tachton l'dutya al-yona umazagnu lo asakos v'chzaren l'mekom av lo amarnu davar. We took a kumkum. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we've all been zochet to come to Eretz Yisrael, so we know what a kumkum is. We took a kumkum, and we took it off the fire on the second floor, and we poured our food on the first floor, and then we brought it back. So we did achzara. Okay, so that's machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. L'divra omer machzirin, the halacha is that you'll be able to do machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. That means that if you have the appropriate grufa k'tuma, then that's going to be acceptable. Then the Gemara is going to give us very, very important halacha l'maisa qualifications for achzara that we're familiar with, that we ourselves follow. But before we do that, let's take a look and see Rashi. And when you read Rashi, you'll fall out of your chair when you read Rashi. And then, if we remember what we learned the last couple of nights, we'll put ourselves back in our chair, even though we're going to want to learn this Be'iyun to really understand Shitas Rashi. So Rashi, all the Rishonim pick up on this word that I said, Afilu B'Shabbos. The word Afilu B'Shabbos is really strange. Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. It says Rashi, B'yoy Ma'macharas. We're talking about the next day. In other words, the word Afilu means not only to take it off on Friday night and to put it back, but even the next day, v'lo tema pluksayim mishachashecha v'asamu d'sharim mishul nemuchacham milsa da'adaita d'adura d'tzarach machar shakilei. The reason why we're not going to talk about that it was already when it's dark, because then it's obvious that the person wants to put it back for tomorrow. Avol b'yom lo muchach d'shakilei adaita d'adure ubatala hatmana v'havale kematmin l'chatchila. Rashi learns, al pi is shita, that over here, what we're talking about, hachzara and shehiyah, we're talking about a question of hatmana. And we're saying as follows, when a person put the shehiyah and hatmana on for Friday night, obviously he intended to put it back on Friday night. But the next day, so then when he takes it off, then he's being mevatel the hatmana, and then we're afraid that what he's going to do is going to come to be mechata b'gacholim. Because that's like hatmana l'chatchila. So Rashi learns that the Gemara is saying, machzirin afilu b'Shabbos, that even the next day, even though when you put it down on the fire Friday night, and you leave it for the next day, most times, once, like you and I, when we take out our challenge, most of the time our intention is not to put it back. So since our intention is not to put it back, then maybe I'm not allowed to put it back. Kamash v'lod, machzirin afilu b'Shabbos, that it's not batal hatmana rishona. Of course, we have to pick ourselves off from the floor because we never thought that we were talking about Hatmana. But of course, Rashi's Lishitaso in so many places that we saw that Rashi learns that the Shaila of our Mishnah is talking about Hatmana. That's what we saw in Rashi on Lama Zayin Amid Alf. That's what we saw in Rashi on Lama Vav Amid Beis. That's what we saw in Rashi on Lama Dalid Amid Beis. Tesis Lishitaso doesn't learn this way.
Does that mean that Rashi is defining the case as a case of something being matman, like we define?
That's the big mystery. That's the big mystery. That I feel my dafyomi arsenal. I'm not. I don't feel equipped to be able to deal with. Mirtz Hashem, we'll start a night kolel for Perakira. The Siyata Shema. I'm actually learning with the Grus guys next year. Mirtz Hashem, Bishul. So then that will be for then. But for right now, for us to know that Rashi somehow learns that's Hatmana. Now, Taisus will also knock you out of your chair. Taisus also we need to go to Kolel for. Because Taisus Dibar Masla Afilu B'Shabbis, Taisus learns as follows. Afilu B'Shabbis, halfway through, the seven words of Taisus. Ulamai depi Rashis de'ikr plugsayu b'chol, Asi Shapir, says Taisus, the word Afilu B'Shabbos doesn't make sense. So Rashi learned it meant even the next day of Shabbos. So Tosa says, I hold on the bottom of Lamed Vavam Abbeis. In Tosa's Dibar Maskul Beis Hillel Omrim, Tosa holds that Hachzara means taking the food off the fire a half hour before Shabbos. And putting it back, that's called Hachzara, is already Asur a half hour before Shabbos. In our house, I tried, we're not always Zocha to do this, but it's found in Shulchan Aruch that already Dine Hachzara begin a half hour before Shabbos. And Tosis learns that the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amid Beis was talking about a half hour before Shabbos, was not talking about Shabbos itself. The Chiddush of Machzir Afil B'Shabbos means not only a half hour on before Shabbos do you need Garif HaKatum, but if you have Garif HaKatum, it's okay. So too, even on Shabbos, if you have Garif HaKatum, it's going to be okay. So all the Rishonim stop at this one word, Afilu B'Shabbos, and each one of them back into their fascinating Shitas that are not the way that we would have expected that they're going to learn. Beautiful. Yes?
This is the week? Like, that's how he's teaching B'Shabbos? That's like the week?
No. Afilu B'Shabbos means not only if you have the appropriate Garva Katam according to Beis Hillel, it's going to be mutter to do it within a half hour before Shabbos. You're even going to be able to do it on Friday night as well, as long as you have the appropriate Tanai Hachzara. Geschmack. No, it's a tremendous chiddush that Tosas learns that the whole mission is talking about a half hour before Shabbos. But that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam on the bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Okay, back into Gemara. Zot Deile Gemara. What's that?
Shabbos itself is for sure, Asur, then.
If you don't have Garif HaKatum. If you don't have Garif HaKatum. Beis Hillel says Machzirin. So B'Shabbos, Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. If you have the Garif HaKatum, then it'll be Mutter. Then Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. What Taisus is introducing is, you're right, is a Chumrah. If you don't have the Garif HaKatum, that's what Taisus introduces. Then you're going to have a problem even a half hour before Shabbos. Okay. It's more down as a day in Shulchan Aruch. But most don't paskin this way. That's why they don't teach in seminary that it's usher to put food on an open fire a half hour before Shabbos. No one's taught that. Even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Now, Rabos, let's get to Lemaisa. Says the Gemara, seven lines from the top. Amr, no longer obscure Shitas Arishonim. Let's, the Daf and the Halacha. Amr, Zrik, Amr, Vab, Amr, Vitei, Loi Shanu, the only time we say that the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable to do hachzara is when you're still holding the pot. But if you put it on top of the ground, that's going to be asur. Amar Rabbi Tidoi, Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Tidoi, Da'avi Legarmehu Da'avi. Rabbi Tidoi was following his own shita. No. He understood it one way, but he didn't really understand it correctly. Remind you, just for this has been an intense daf. Just for a bit of great humor, was Rav Schechter told me that when he started saying shir very young. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik what he should do. Should he say shir, but he'll have to miss some of Rav Soloveitchik's shirim. So Rav Soloveitchik gave him the following answer. He said, Tuesday and Wednesday, I give shir Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He says, you've already been learning by me for a while. So he says, it takes me a while to get into the sugya. And he said, so what I'll do is, you could come in. Remember Rav Shechter, Rav Binyamin, Rav Shechter used to give shiur 10:45 on Thursdays, right? So he says, on Thursdays, you could still come into my shiur. So he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Rav Soloveitchik said to him. I'm going to summarize Thursday, when you come into the shiur, the first 5 minutes, I'm going to summarize everything I did on Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll be fine in the first 5-10 minutes. So that was the game plan. So Rav Shechter said, but he loved Rav Soloveitchik's shiurim so much that he was so excited what he was saying. All the guys were talking, and he was teaching pre-med guys. So Rav Shechter said he used to go over to someone, a famous Talmud, another Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, who's written Svarim that are popular in the yeshivish world, and he would ask him what Rav Soloveitchik said. And Rav Shechter said to me, he said, whatever he said didn't make any sense, made no sense. Whatever he said that he said on Tuesday and Wednesday. So I would come in the first 10 minutes, and Rav Shechter would say over, and everything made sense, what he said. But it wasn't what Rav Soloveitchik said, not at all. It wasn't Rav Soloveitchik. So I looked over to him. Hey, this is the middle of the year. I look over to him and he's nodding his head. That's exactly what I told you. And it wasn't what he told me. It wasn't at all what he told me. Anyhow, so that's exactly this case of Rabbi Tadoi, David Legarmiu David. He said over, this is not at all what was said. Elohacham Rabbi Chiyam Rabbi Yochanan. Afilo inicho agabe karka. Even if you put agabe karka, it's going to be mutter. So now we have a machloikis. What's the halacha if it's nicha al gabe karka? So there's some shitas who say that al gabe karka it's going to be mutter. So that's a machloikis. Amr chizke mishmei d'abaye, hada amr n'oy de biyodai mutter, loy amaren el shedaitu lahachsir. Not only do you need require oy de biyodai, it also needs to be daitu lahachsir. Avil ain't daitu lahachsir awesome. The chlaud agabe karka, afil bi shedaitu lahachsir asir. But to put it down, then daitu lahachsir is not going to be enough. So the Gemara is precluding the shita who's machmir, who's makel, excuse me, above, that said hinichu agabe karka is mutter. That we assume that nichol gabe karka is going to be aser. However, ikodam ramer chizkin shvei debay hadarnet al gabe karka aser lo amarin elisha ein daito lahachsir. But there's another lashon of Chizkiya that says it's mamish like what we described. Maybe it would be better to have said the story in this case. Two different lashonos of what Chizkiya had said. So he said ein daito lahachsir. I will daito lahachsir mutter. But if it's daito lahachsir, then it's going to be mutter, even if he puts it down. And then, if it's oda biyada, if it's daito lahachsir, it's going to be mutter. So there are different shitos. Lechatchila, we're choshesh, the mishabura paskins, we're choshesh for all the shitos lechumra. B'di'eved, there are many instances that we're going to be meiko, except if it's algabe karka. If it's algabe karka, most poskim say then you're already outside of hachzara and you can't put it back. If such a thing happens, and it's a real case of Shasat Chak, it's kedai to ask a Rav, then maybe you could pull out this Ika da Amri, who says as long as you add Daito Lahachzir, that's going to be enough. So that you need big shoulders to be able to paskin like. But Lichatchila, we try to do all of them. Bidi Eved, as long as you add Oda Biyado, so then in such a case, it's going to be okay. Gemara concludes, by Rabbi Yirmiyah Talim B'makel Mahu. Hinichan al gabe mita mahu. What happens if you don't put it down on the floor, but you don't hold on to it? You put it on a pole or you put it on the bed. So the Gemara leaves off a shaila. Boy Ravashi pinan mimechan lemecha mahu. If you empty it from one bowl to another, so then in such a case, is that also going to be a problem? In other words, is that considered as if you put it on the ground? Because or you say that. All you did was pina mechem mechem. Again, Rashi l'shitaso entirely turns a sugya on its head. Rashi learns, is that considered a hatmana again? V'hasal achzira and l'kira. So Rashi again is learning that the shayla over here is a shayla of hatmana, and the Gemara leaves off with teku. Taisus again goes to town on Rashi. Zok de'elege mishnah, tanur, an oven shesikua b'kashu gvava. So we've learned about akira, that's the name of our perek, and then we have an oven. The difference between an oven and akira is that the oven is hotter, and whenever we're talking about something that's hotter, then we're more choshesh that the person's going to come to be mechate b'gachalim, and then grufu k'tuma is not going to be as effective. So that's how why our Mishnah teaches us. Tanur shesikua bekashu gvava lo yitein bein misocho bein me'al gabov. You can't put inside or even on top of the tanur. Of course, this stands in contrast to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when it came to the first Mishnah by Akira, there, if you did Grufa Ketuma, it's going to be acceptable. Okay, so that's the difference between Tanur and Kira. What about our ovens today? That's a big, big, big discussion in the post our ovens today that we're not going to be able to get to. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think if a Tanur is hotter, I would think that there would be less of a shash.
Yes.
Of,
right. That's what I might have thought. And that's why when the first time I learned this many years ago, I got very confused. But it seems that works in the following way, that it's not like you and I by the barbecues trying to start our barbecues and the kids are getting impatient, so then we're more likely to milchata gacholim. But if it's a stronger fire, we're not going to be milchata gacholim. It sounds like it's the opposite, that we're talking about professional cookers. So professional cookers, if they know they're talking about weak flame, so then in such a case, they let it go. They let it go. By a tanur where they know they could get it really, really hot, then they're more likely to heat it up. That's what that's what the halacha seems to assume. Misha continues. Kupach. Kupach is like a kira. We mentioned last night that a kira is like a block that has two holes inside, a cinder block. Kupach is the same cinder block, but only has one hole. So shesikua b'kashu gvava reizik kikirayim. If it's been heated up with hay and so on, then it's like a kira. B'gefesu v'eitzim, with the stronger fuel source, hareu kitanur, the Gemara is going to explain why a kupach is a split psak. So a kupach, in one way, is like a tanur. You have to be machmir if you have kashu gvava. If you have Gefes Ve'etzim, but if you have Kashuk Vava, then a Grufo Kduma could work. The Gemara says, Tanur Shesikua, Savar of Yosef Lemeimar. We'll get back to that shortly. First, the Gemara is going to talk about Smicha. We're going to come back to the Sugi of Smicha that we did on Laman Zayin and Alf. We spoke about Smicha by a Kira. Now we're going to talk about Smicha by a Tanur. Tanur Shesikua, Savar of Yosef Lemeimar, Tocho Tocho Mamish, Al Gav Mamish. This that we assured was only inside or on top. Avalismoch Shapir Dami, but to put next to it would be okay. Says Abaye, a little bit of a complicated kasha. Esve Abaye, Kupach Shesikua Bekashu Gvava, Hareu Kikirain, Begefes Uve Eitzim, Hareu Kitanur Vaoser. Haki Kira, Shari. So in our Mishnah, we learned that a Kupach is considered like a kirayim for one thing, and considered like a tanner for something else. Analyzes Abaye. B'mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema al gabov, if we're talking about that you put it on top, ubemai. So what exactly is the fire doing? Is it covered or is it not? Ilema kishenu garfikotum. If you're going to say it wasn't garfikotum, elakira kien grufa k'duma al gabov mishari. You can't put on top of a kira. So it can't be that it's talking about something that's not garfakotim. El alav lismoch. Ah, so you're talking about that you did smicha. Uktani areu ketanur v'asr. And you're saying that smicha, the halacha is, that it's like a tanur, an asr. In other words, we learned that if it's, in certain instances, it's like a tanur. What's that case? Must be that we're talking about a case of smicha, and it's asr. Amar Ravada Barava, Ravada Barava has a very simple teretz, to the point that I said that the kasha is so difficult to understand. But I'm just going to jump into Rav Ada Bar Rava's teretz. If anybody wants to tell me afterwards what the kasha of Abaye was, I'd be interested in hearing it. Amar Rav Ada Bar Rava, hacha bikupach garuf v'katum v'taner grufa uktum askina. No, I have a simple answer. We're talking about a kupach that's garfa katum. We're talking about a taner that's garfa katum. Hareyu ketaner. And what the halacha is, that even when it's garfikatum, it's considered like the tanner. That what? Da'af agav the garfikatum al gab of asur, that even though by garfikatum the tanner is asur, di'i kikira, kigrufok duma shapir dami, then when it comes to akira, it's like grufok duma, it's mutter, but we're talking about al gabo, we're not talking about smicha. So then you have no raya in regards to your shayla of smicha. You wanted to say that the only way you would be able to be matir would be a case of smicha by the kupach, and that would be mashma that the tanur would be asr for smicha. So we say no. We're not talking about smicha. We're talking about putting it directly on top. And how do you read our Mishnah? Like I would have read our Mishnah. I think Rav Avda Barava says is very straightforward. That our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was full-fledged grufa l'kduma, and we're talking about putting on top. And therefore, we don't know anything in regards to the halacha of smicha. Mark continues on the first wide line. Tanya kavasei da bayit. If it's heated up, you can't do smicha. And certainly on top. You could do smicha. But if you have gefes eitzim, you can't be somech. So actually, the Brisa seems to support the Shita of Abaye, even though we had a teretz from Rav Avda Barava, that we learned that not only a tanner, you can't do smicha. Amalei Ravacha Breid Rav Ravashi, Haikupach Echidami. Now the Gemara just clarifies what we clarified when we learned our Mishnah, exactly how the kupach is made. Ika Kira Dami, if it looks exactly like the Kira that has two holes where you could put food on top and inside, I feel the gevus veitzim nami, then it should have the regular rules of kira. Ika tanur dami, if it's like a tanur that Rashi spells out on the Mishnah, that because it's narrow, it contains heat very, very well, and therefore asr, I feel the kashuk vava nami loy. So amr le, nafish hevle midikira. No, the Gemara says simply, that has more heat than a kira, and therefore we're more machmir, in the sense that we learned that once the gevus veitzim, then even garfa katum doesn't work. Vizuter hevle mit tanur, but has less heat than an oven. Hechidami kupach, hechidami kira. Now the Gemara just spells out not only the halachic differences, but how they're made. Amar Rabbi Yosef Echanina, kupach, makom shepites kedira achas. A kupach has place for one pot. Kira, makom shepites shteik daras. A kira has place for two pots. Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya for taharos, exactly what we just said. Amar Abai v'item Rabbi Yirmiyah, afananami tanina. We also learned this. Kira shenechlik al arka tahora. If you have a kira that's cut through its length, it's tahor. Ula rachva tmeh, but if it's width, then it's tameh. Kupach bein l'arka bein l'rachav tar. We know that the halacha is that if something is no longer a kli, then it can't be mekabel tumah. But if you cut it, but it's still a kli, it can be mekabel tumah. So if you have, here, I'll take my cup and my hand. This is a kira. This is one place that you could put the pot, and here, my hand, is another place. So if you cut it in half, so then you take away, this is still a kli. So then in such a case, it's going to be tahar when it comes to a kira. And there, because it's considered a kli. However, when it comes to a kupach is just this, it's just this cup. You don't have anything else. So if you break it, whether you break it horizontally or you break it vertically, it's no longer going to serve as a kli. And that's a raya, that a kupach is different than a kira. A kira is two cups. And therefore, if you break it horizontally, it'll still be mutter, because you'll have one of them that'll still be usable. However, when it comes to the kupach, either way you cut it, it's going to be tar, because it loses identity kli. And that's what we said is the difference between a kira and a kupach. Tom Vinishlam. Daf Lamed Ches, Isiyata Dishmaya. Baruch Tia.